You're on.
I've been doing virtual.
Entertained a motion to come out of recess to public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. FYI, in the audience, when you are in your seat, you can remove your mask and keep it off if you choose to, as long as you're 6 feet apart. When you come to the microphone, wear your mask up here, and you can take it off while you speak, put it back on.
Restaurant rules.
Mr. Rutt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll now read the rules of procedure for the County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. Because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Excuse me. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain the application and present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and any of the applicant's witnesses. After the applicant has presented the application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, or persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or applicant's witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, please hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. Any person in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. The County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations to the County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Planning and Zoning Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Mr. President, the first hearing today is change of zone 1918. Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 7.1 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast corner of Warwick Road and Downs Landing Road. The 911 address is 28517 Warwick Road, Millsborough. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 33. Parcel 55.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, and a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 23rd of this year. At the meeting of August 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the seven reasons outlined within the memo before Council, and that memo includes the minutes of that meeting. Thank you.
Are there any questions from Council for Mr. Whitehouse? Hearing none, is the applicant or applicant's representative present to present the application?
Step right on up here, sir.
Mark Casey, 28517 Warwick Road.
Tell us about your application.
Only one of those three parcels on the screen is mine.
Okay.
I'm trying to do oyster aquaculture.
Right,
yep, that's it.
Okay.
Trying to do oyster aquaculture. I've been working with the Delaware Center for Inland Bays doing oysters on shell, part of the oyster program, oyster garden program through Bethany Rehoboth. Trying to rebuild the reefs, also trying to start the shellfish industry in Delaware. So I'm also the president of the Delaware Aquaculture Association. So I lead that group of all the oyster farmers here in Delaware that are farming off of Rehoboth in between Dewey and LaBridge. So it's really just trying to get the business established here, trying to get seed into the state. Making sure that we're importing safe seed, growing the seed up, and then trying to rebuild the reefs.
And what would you do on that property? What would you be doing?
Most of the work is actually out on the pier here and just inside there. I have a little shed with something called an upweller. So an upweller is a piece of pipe 12 inches in diameter. You put the baby oysters in there. They're actually can be microscopic, so swimming. Oysters swim for the first 14 days of their life. Then they set on something called culch, which is ground shell. Once they set on that shell, you can make singles. I also, in a tank, will put shells in like we did at the University of Delaware. So the guy that was doing it at the University of Delaware retired. University of Delaware gave up that facility, so there's really no place to do it anymore. So the other thing we would do is put oysters on shell for the gardening program.
And then do you place those oysters off your pier?
Yeah, I place them right there off the dock. Essentially, I grow them in the shed and in the upweller, so about the size of your baby fingernail. Put them off of the pier and grow them up to about the size of your thumbnail. When they get to the size of your thumbnail, they then get transported out into the Rehoboth Bay.
Interesting.
Just one more question. To change that from MR to AR1, you just wouldn't be able to get a conditional use in AR or MR zoning for that, or do you have to change it to zone? I'm not sure. I don't understand the reason.
I would much rather have done that. I think in the last hearing they told me I had to do that in my original application, but I would have much rather have done that.
Okay.
So staff had actually worked out that a rezoning was needed in this case to make it work. So okay. We still need site plan approval for any additional buildings and structures, but this was the most efficient way to get to where we want it to be.
Okay. More questions to council? More questions to council?
I think replanting the oyster population in the bay is probably one of the best things we can do for the health of the bay. And they filter a tremendous amount of
50 gallons a day.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's amazing when you pump water in, it comes out of, you can see how green the water is on your picture. It comes in about that green. And after the oysters filter them, it goes out crystal clear like the Caribbean. So you can see 8 feet deep in water.
How many do you do at a time, or how many do you?
You typically will bring in somewhere 100,000 plus. So the inland bays, when we did this up at University of Delaware, we would bring in 1 million larvae. So they're microscopic, a million larvae is in the palm of your hand, it's very small. You put them in a tank, they swim around for 3 or 4 days, they set on the shell. And in that case, you're trying to grow a cluster oyster because you want the structure in the bottom of the bay. So that you get 5 or 6 that connect to a single oyster, then they grow up straight in the air. And now you've got what we call a cluster oyster versus a single oyster that you would see out in a restaurant.
Now, do you take them when they're full grown, throw them out in the river and see what they do? Is that how you do it?
Well, we take the cluster oysters. We've been doing that for, I guess, 10 years now out of the University of Delaware facility. We do them up there right at University of Delaware by the Coast Guard station.
Yep.
Take them and put them in cages, put them in all the canals like in South Bethany. We give people a basket that's similar to a milk crate. It's got a bunch of shells in it with little specks on it, where the baby oyster has set. And then all summer long, we ask them to pull them up once a week, clean them, get all the grass and stuff off of them, because that's really what's hurt the oyster population the most, is they drowned it in silt because of all the washout, right? So the stuff you guys are trying to control all the time, right? So the silt is what kills the oysters because they can't move like a clam. A clam can move it up and down in the sand pile. An oyster's stuck there forever. So if silt comes in, it buries him, he's dead.
More questions, Council?
I just hope you're very successful and put a couple billion of them out there.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying hard.
Yeah. I don't even know why, I'm like Mr. Hudson, I don't even know why we're borrowing to change this. Should just automatically just go ahead and work off commercial.
Well, apparently it didn't, our zoning isn't that.
Maybe we start, maybe we ought to change it.
Well, but it's easier to do this and try to change the zoning now.
I'm not seeing it now, but I'm saying we should probably change ourselves.
Oh, can we record that in case I ever want to change back to MR?
Hey, I don't know.
Okay, sir, are you done with your case, then, your application? Are you done with your presentation?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone in the chambers who would like to speak in support of this application?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support? Seeing none, is there anyone in the chambers that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Is there anyone in opposition? Again, seeing none, then I'll ask the operator, would you request if there's anyone that would like to speak either in favor of this application to please come on the line and identify yourself?
If there's anyone who is joined via the conference line and wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address.
Also, that's against it.
Hearing no one, Mr. President.
We have to wait a minute for her because it just like 30-second delay, Dave. Then she'll come on and tell us if there's
anybody. Okay.
She'll give us a.
If there's anyone who is going to be in a conference line and wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Mr. President, the public hearing on this matter can be concluded and Council may close its record if it so desires.
We're going to close the public hearing. Is it okay with Council to close the public record? Ask Mr. Rutman to short title.
Yes. This is Change of Zone 1918, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 7.10 acres more or less, for the reasons that were given by planning and zoning, reasons 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
If I've ever seen a no-brainer since I've been on this council, this is probably it. I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
Based on
planning and zoning recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
What Mr. Hudson said, not me.
I'm in favor of the application based on planning and zoning's recommendation and a testimony by the applicant.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendation. I think it's a Hopefully, it will be a good thing. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you. The next hearing, Mr. President, is conditional use 2214. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.115 acre more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Johnson Street, southeast of Central Avenue. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 334, map 13.20, parcel 25.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan and survey, a copy of the staff analysis, the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and staff have also received 2 mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 23rd of this year. At its meeting of August 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval for the application for the 5 reasons and subject to the 8 recommended conditions outlined within the memo before Council, and that memo includes the minutes of those meetings. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from Council for Mr. Whitehouse? Hearing none, I would call the applicant or applicant's representative to present the application, please.
Hello.
How are you?
Good afternoon, Council members. My name is Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here today on behalf of Dunisa Woodfire Pizza, LLC, the applicants, and Anthony Crivella and Harold Dukes, the owners of the tax map and parcel number, located on the northeast side of Johnston Street, southeast of Central Avenue. The owners and applicant are not in attendance this afternoon. As discussed, the applicants are requesting a conditional use to permit, locate, and operate their food truck on the property for a period exceeding 3 days to provide food for patrons at Revelation Brewery, which is located on lot 45 in front of the location of the food truck. There is some relevant land use history on lot number 45 that is relevant to this conditional use request that I would like to briefly discuss in effort to be forthcoming with you as part of your consideration for today. Revelation Brewing Company was approved for a conditional use on lot 45 to locate a microbrewery on lot 45 in 2018. As part of that use, Revelation engaged Dunisa Woodfire Pizza to provide a food truck for Revelation patrons. The food truck was located initially along Central Avenue and permitted in that location by the county in accordance with their temporary removable vendor permit. The temporary removable vendor permit was issued to the applicant to allow the food truck to remain and operate in that location along Central Avenue. From March 15th through November 15th of 2019. Subsequently, a complaint was filed with the Planning and Zoning Department as a result of the permanent tent that was located on lot 45 and the placement of the food truck in the front yard setback as well as in the right-of-way along Central Avenue. Revelation received the notice of violation from the county on August 21st, 2019, as a result of both of those violations. For your information, the violation pertaining to the tent has been corrected. There was a variance and special use granted last year. And in effort to bring Lot 45 into compliance with the Sussex County Code and remedy the food truck violation, the proposed location of the food truck was on Lot 49. So basically, the food truck was moved from the front to the backyard. So the applicant's public hearing was on July 23rd, 2020, before the Planning and Zoning Commission. On August 13, 2020, the Commission recommended approval on the conditional use based on the record and the other 5 items listed in your memorandum that you've reviewed. To briefly review the reasons for the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommended approval, the food truck or trailer serving pizza to be located on the property is also owned by the applicants. So Tony Crivella and Harold Dukes own both lot 45 and 49. Second, the site is zoned commercial, general commercial, which permits various uses like full-scale restaurants, and this use is less intensive than a full-scale restaurant. The use is also consistent with the underlying zoning. The food truck will serve residents of the community, people on the nearby bike trail, and patrons of the nearby Revelation Brewing Company. And finally, the use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties in the community or area roadways. The applicants are now before you today to request final approval for their conditional use application based on section 115.79 of the code that requires conditional use for a food truck to be operated for a period of 3 days. In summary, the proposed location of the food truck is compatible with the surrounding use and is extremely low profile as it sits behind the Revelation microbrewery on another lot. The lot is 5,000 square feet, is a 5,000 square foot lot located within C1, surrounded by like-kind commercial properties. It sits within the setback 60 feet off of Johnston Street and then 5 feet off of the side yard. The food truck also has currently been in that location since November 2019 without issue. We just were waiting for approval to actually get before the hearing, but there were obviously COVID-related delays. With that, I will end my presentation and entertain any questions.
Questions of council?
I have a question.
Mr. Burton.
The condition of approval of the tent,
yes,
et cetera, had a time limit on it of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're approaching that.
Mm-hmm.
How does this conditional use fit with their move to a new location?
That's a good point. So this is actually this property and lease, the property will stop being leased at the end of this year. So the termination of the food truck operating on this site will actually also terminate with the lease. So this is very temporary in nature. And Revelation will be moving to a different site entirely. And they're expected to be moving by the end of this year. They did not issue a renewal of lease for this site.
But this approval would be for, has
the
no time extension, has no time deadline.
Not necessarily, no, yes.
Would you be okay with the deadline?
Yes, especially because they are planning to move.
Okay, and because currently the food truck's in front of the...
It actually is moved on the back lot. It's
I was
on
there
the
this weekend. It
and
right
it was in
by
the front. Maybe it was a second food truck. The pizza food truck specifically is in the backyard.
Okay.
I drive by there every day after work.
You stop in there every day?
Tomato Sunshine. I go to Tomato Sunshine most days after work and get produce. So, yes, I do. I know that it's on the back lot.
Okay.
And it's been there since November 2019. I'm not aware if there was any other food truck in the front yard over the weekend,
yeah,
though.
It was parked right in front of the porta potty.
Okay.
Okay, I have no further questions.
More questions to council?
So, in other words, it would be quasi-permanent unless the lease, if the lease were renewed, it would be stay.
Correct.
Are they planning to move to Georgetown?
There's two, yes. Georgetown, yes. I believe everything's almost finalized there. And then there's also another proposed location in Lewis and Rehoboth.
This truck has lights on it, right? License. Does have license.
Lights?
Lights?
No, license.
A license.
A license.
There's a business license for
remember
the truck.
License.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of along the lines of what I was wondering is, are they mobile?
Yes, mobile.
And do they have a commercial kitchen that they are associated with or do they ever move it? Does it stay there?
At this point, no,
because
but it can move.
My understanding is food trucks need a commercial kitchen.
That's
kind of the mothership, to go and do prep and whatnot.
They hook up to Revelation.
And they have a commercial kitchen there?
In
the Revelation?
I'm not aware. I don't believe they do, no.
The health center
it's only
takes
a microbrewery.
Care of that. The health center takes care of that.
Mm.
Right.
And then they have a business license. They had the vendor, temporary removable vendor permit, which they had to get approval for in the first place. And as part of a negotiation with the county to actually remedy the Lot 45 issues, we worked with former Director Cornwell and came up with this issue requiring the applicant to apply for the conditional use for the permanent, however now, temporary location of the food truck on the site.
So if we set a deadline, what would the deadline be?
That's where I'm going to go in a second when you're finished.
Wait a minute. I'd go for it.
I'll probably have to ask you and Mr. Rod. The date of the end of the lease, is that set in stone?
End of this year.
The calendar
December
year.
31st.
Okay. I would like to make an amendment to the approval that this conditional use would end with their lease. Is that proper? Is that the proper way to put that?
Well, it would be, but we should hear from others first in case there would be further amendments. And when I read the short title, then we would make the amendment
okay.
to the condition.
Okay. All right. And you guys are okay with that, right?
Yes, applicant's not here, but if that's required as part of the approval, then yes, and they do not expect to be on the site after this year.
Okay, I just
However, with current delays at the county, I do think maybe it'd be proper to provide a bit more of time in the event that they are not able to move to the new site.
I'm okay with that. I just didn't want any loose ends to be hanging out there.
Sure.
And...
Well, you could make it, if at least lease ends December 31st, you could make the thing March, whatever. I mean, you could give it until 3 months in case there's a hang-up with moving something or whatever.
Okay, I don't want to cause any further difficulties for Revelation. I just want to make sure we don't have loose ends.
I completely understand the question, and I understand that it's more temporary in nature than really a permanent conditional use on the site.
Mr. Burton, you have a question?
Yeah, there's a question, Mr. Whitehouse. Do they have a permit for a food truck out front?
So they have, at this moment in time, a temporary outdoor seating approval through the governor's outdoor seating approval.
For the food truck?
For the outdoor seating area. Right. The food truck theoretically can be there currently as part of that outdoor seating approval for as long as the governor continues to extend that. So the outside of that approval and outside of this application, they have to operate within the limitations of the temporary vendor's permit, which they have. So, and they would have to renew every year. But that only allows them between very specified dates, between March 15th and November 15th. So this application is for the entire period all year round outside that period. So,
if I may as well, there may have been another food truck if it was Grandpa Max. I know that Revelation does a lot of work with them. And in that event, perhaps they had something in the front yard. That's the only other food truck that I could imagine being there other than the one that's permanently located on lot 49, which is subject of this application.
Okay. More questions? I got a question, Jamie. Explain something to me. I'm reading this condition 6A. Now, I read that to tell me it's going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Somewhere here it says that. That tells me it's Sunday's got to move.
The 6A is the use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary food.
Food and vendor.
Yep, every, and yeah.
Continuous operation.
Yeah, 6F is the one with the time dates on, or the dates.
So to me, continuous is every day. Below, it's going to be only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which tells me come Sunday night, they've got to move it and come back Friday morning.
And that's not correct.
So that is the wording of the condition, but
yes, it is.
So actually the condition would require that as drafted. No, I agree.
Yes, it would.
Although that may not have been the commission's intent, that was the wording.
I'm just saying, I read that thing to tell me it's got to be a continuous operation or it's got to leave, and certainly Thursday, Friday, Saturday is not.
And that's not correct. It's but only that hours of operation will be on the weekend.
Does it say they have to leave, or it just says, I mean, they could
the
close,
verbiage is close the truck that
when not in continuous operation. Mm-hmm. When not in continuous operation. Now, to me, continuous has got to be every day. It must be removed from the site. It must not become a permanently located on the site.
Let's say that.
Now, am I reading that wrong, Mr. Rudd?
No, that's what it
continuously
says.
Certainly means to me every day.
And
now, I'm not trying to say it's got to be that, but
right.
If we pass this thing and somebody to Dunn Lake comes back next week and says, it says continuous operation and it's not been operated on Monday, just pick a number.
I agree. I believe the intent of the condition was that it shall not just be parked there inoperative for a long period of time. That was the intent. But no, I agree completely on how it's currently worded.
Somewhere at the end of this thing, we need to figure out some way to modify 6A. Because if not, the way I read today, if we pass that right now, and it doesn't work, not operation Monday, it's got to get off site. Which seems like a lot of work to me to do that thing every week or whatever that'd be. Yeah. So,
which is why we're here for the conditions.
I have a question. Does it move off of the site at all?
It is movable, but the intention with this conditional use application is that the food truck remain in that site. It's sat in that site, as said, since November 2019. At this point.
And would it stay on that site until the end of the lease term?
Yes. Okay. And then it will be removed with the termination of the lease. That could also be provided as a condition, obviously.
Okay.
So as we go along somewhere, Mr. Rutt, between you and Mr. Whitehouse, just make sure we get that so we don't get hung up on something down the road that, because mm-hmm. for some reason that word continuous, that means you can't have a break in operation.
Thank you.
No more questions. I think we're good. Am I good? Okay.
Are you finished then, Ms. P?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone in chambers that would like to speak in support of this application? Anyone who would like to speak in support? Hearing none or seeing none, is there anyone in the chambers that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Okay. Operator, would you please request if there was anyone that would like to speak either in favor or in opposition to this application by telephone?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and wishes to speak on the matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. If anyone has joined via the conference line and wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Mr. President, the public hearing on this matter has been concluded and council may close the record if it so desires.
We're going to close the public hearing. Is it okay with council to close public record? I guess ask Mr. Rutt to read a short title. And then we'll deal with amendment.
This is conditional use 2214, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.115 acre more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through H.
Question, Mr. Rutt, would it make, and Mr. Whitehouse, would it make?
Yeah.
If we just, at 6A, if we just struck the second sentence.
That would be my recommendation. And then
it makes sense to get the word continuous out of there and whatever, just to do that.
Right. Yeah.
And then you mentioned a motion or an additional condition of setting a time on it.
Yeah. I'd like to set a reasonable ending limit to when the conditional use would conclude. Maybe if they're leases up December 31st, say the end of February, to have them, give them plenty of time to, is that reasonable?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we would need to have a motion to amend the conditions, and the motion would be to amend condition 6A by striking the second sentence and to add 6I, that the food truck shall be removed no later than February 28th. Have to think of leap year.
2021. Yeah. Am I okay with that?
Yeah, that would be my motion, yes.
That's your motion? Okay.
Second.
And a second down here. Okay. So we've got a motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Everybody understands the motion. And we're talking just about the amendments now, the two. So it's to strike the second sentence in 6A and to add 6I to say the food truck must be gone by February 28, 2021. Correct, Doug?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Any questions on that? We're going to vote on the amendment, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Burton?
I vote yes on the amendment.
I also vote yes on the amendment. Okay, Mr. Moore, Mr. Rupp, you want to read the
Yes.
Again?
This, again, conditional use 2214, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to be located on or located for a period exceeding 3 days. Let me start that over again. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.115 acre more or less, for the reasons stated 1 through 5 by planning and zoning, and condition 6A as amended through 6I, which is subject to the prior motion.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on planning and zoning reasons and conditions along with our amendment.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes as amended by planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on C and D amendment and our amendment we've added to it.
Mr. Burton?
I vote in favor of the motion and the amendment.
I also agree with the conditions as amended. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, thank you. The next hearing, Mr. President, is conditional use 2216. Mr. Whitehouse?
Grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair and maintenance, light building material and storage, and general office for quality care homes and a manager's residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.57 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Hopkins Road, approximately 0.58 miles northwest of Beaver Dam Road. That's Route 23. The 911 address is 20366 Hopkins Road. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 46.04, and staff would note it's part of that parcel. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, and a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 23rd of this year. At the meeting of August 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons and 14 recommended conditions outlined within the memo before Council. And that memo also includes the minutes of those meetings. Thank you.
Are there any questions from Council to Mr. Whitehouse? Seeing none, is the applicant or representative of the applicant present?
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here today representing the applicant, Mr. Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond. And with me today, sitting a few aisles back, is Mr. Drummond. Also with me is Alan Decker, who's a professional engineer with Pannoni Associates. This is, as introduced, this is an application to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district located on 3.57 acres out of the 6.34 acre property in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100. The property is located on Hopkins Road. Mr. Drummond is the owner of Quality Care Homes, and he has owned the subject property since February of 2018. The properties are bordered on the north and the west by agricultural fields currently being farmed. These lands are not in any ag preservation program. He's bordered on the south by wooded lands that was once part of the total tract from which this subject property was part of. And he's bordered on the east by Hopkins Road, which is a local road with connections to Fisher Road and Beaver Dam Road, which provide easy, safe access to Georgetown, Lewis, Rehoboth Beach, Millsboro, and the Long Neck area. The proposed conditional use is for home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair, and maintenance, light building material and storage, general office for quality care homes, and a manager's residence for the quality care homes. Since 2015, Quality Care Homes has been a local Delaware company that has been delivering home improvement and general contracting services to the homeowners of coastal Sussex County. Quality Care Homes provides home remodeling, kitchen and bath upgrades, decks and porches, general contracting and repairs. Currently, Quality Care Homes has 2 full-time employees and they utilize 8 1099 subcontractor employees. His plan is to grow to 20 full-time employees in the future with the approval of this application. The purpose of this conditional use is to provide for the certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in a particular location with the full protection offered to the surrounding properties. These uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. In the packet that we submitted a site plan. That's the site plan there, and I'm going to blow this up and kind of go over the site here a little bit. The conditional use site plan submitted shows how the applicant, Mr. Drummond, plans to develop the property for his business. He and his family live on the property currently, which is in this location right there. His existing house is located there, and they currently live there. In addition to what the applicant, what Mr. Drummond is trying to do here, he started out by planting 80 trees around the subject property. And I do have an arrow here. It looks a little dark here on my picture. It lightens up here, but you can see around the border here where he's planted, he's already planted 80 trees in the vicinity here, and he's kind of planted them across the side here. Going back to the site plan, the 3 ± acres begins in the shaded area here. That's the area that we're asking for the conditional use for this property out of the 6+ acres of the property. So everything that you see shaded gray here is what he's asking to be part of the conditional use application. So in essence, based on the aerial that I'm showing here and how I describe the property, you can see that there's an existing vegetated buffer located along the south side of the property here, as well as he's planning on putting a vegetated buffer around the entire property. Stormwater, based on some work that we've done out there on the site, will be through infiltration. We show a small stormwater management pond in this area right here on the property. We also show that this facility will have its own wastewater system set aside from the house. So it'll put a brand new on-site wastewater disposal system in this area here. It'll also install a new well, and all of those will be permitted by Denrick. And of course, the stormwater pond will also be permitted by the Sussex Conservation District. He's proposing to have 2 buildings on this property, both approximately 4,800 square feet each. The property, the building in the back here is what he's considering the two-story building back here. And up on this, these buildings would be used for the storage of his equipment on the first floor, the lumber, all storage would be inside. There will not be any outside storage on the property. The second story of the building in the back here will be for his general office to be able to operate the business. And he's also asking for a residence for either his general manager or a quality employee that he anticipates on hiring as his business continues to grow. We feel that with the objective of ensuring a durable, harmonious, and appropriate use of the land in accordance with the objectives of the comprehensive plan, we feel like this conditional use plan presented with the application ensures a good arrangement of parents and ensuring harmony with the neighborhood. In the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the area for the proposed conditional use is identified to be in a low-density area. The focus of business uses in low-density areas shall be providing services to nearby residences. Commercial uses in these residential areas should be limited to their location, size, and hours of operation. And the plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. I did submit a map with the booklet that I'm showing up here on the screen. And you can see that this map shows other small businesses with conditional uses in the area within this area of Sussex County. So it's not out of character for asking for a conditional use application within this area of Sussex County. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spending identifies areas of investment level 4. And the project will be subject to conditions of approval And that's my next topic. I would like to discuss the conditions that were placed on this application by the Planning and Zoning Commission when they made their recommendation for the approval. I'd like to talk about one condition in particular, which is condition F, where they asked that the site shall be fenced and gated. And that's what all that was stated. And I have in writing here, if I may submit, I don't know how this works.
Go ahead, Mr. Rutt.
That'd be great. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm safe anyway. I'm immune to it.
Sir.
So I thought I'd put this in writing, our official request to, we're actually asking that we remove condition F. And the reasons that I've put in here, I've stated some of the, when the commission made the approval, recommended the approval, they stated several reasons for making that recommendation for approval. I think it was counterproductive towards the asking of this particular condition. And in that, there are six out of the seven reasons, and the seventh reason in the approval basically identifies the condition. So all the reasons that they mentioned kind of is counterproductive towards asking for this entire area to be fenced in with a gate. And again, just to kind of go through that, they talk about that they made the reason that the proposed location is appropriate for a business such as this. And the buildings associated with this use are approximately 1,000 feet from the roadway. So if I go back to the site plan, you can see that this conditional use, although we show it being this entire gray area, the bulk of this conditional use starts 1,000 feet back. So it's tucked back in the back here. Another reason that they talked about is that the use will not have an inverse impact on the adjacent neighboring properties, roadways, or the community in general. They discussed another reason was the applicant has planted approximately 80 trees on the property. So he proactively has already planted these trees. And again, just to show you on the site plan here, these trees are here. Everything in green you see here are the trees that he's planted. This is already a wooded area right here, all the way down. So in essence, he has already screened and buffered the area in which he's asking for the bulk of the conditional use. And again, the majority of the conditional use is the driveway coming back to the site. So, and they also decided that the site is in a low density area according to the comprehensive plan, that the applicant has testified he will continue to reside on the property. And again, the sixth condition was, the sixth reason was that there was no parties appeared in opposition to this application, so there was nobody here to state whether a fence. So at the public hearing itself, on the public record, no fence was ever mentioned by myself representing the application, nor did we discuss a fence or a gate within the public hearing format. So you can see I've stated, in this writing here, I've stated the reasons why I think the application and or that the condition F should be removed. All the other conditions are fine with the applicant, and certainly he's aware that he will adhere to all those conditions. It's just this condition F. And again, when they talked about placing the site shall be fenced and gated, when they made the recommendation, they talked about the 6 acres. So we don't know, is it fenced around the 6 acres? Is it fenced around the 3 acres that we're asking for? It's not really clear, but to ask him to place a fence around the entire 6 acre tract, that just seems to be a little bit much for this type of application, especially given the amount of buffering that he's already provided, how he's positioned the site well behind well back from Hopkins Road, and then everything around him is vacant up against his site here. So with that, I feel the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space in appropriate locations for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to the surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation, and along with the approval by the Planning Commission minus Condition F, we ask that you look favorable on this application.
Questions of council? Questions of council? Mr. Riley?
You said he plans to reside on the property.
That's correct.
And then there's a second residence as well?
Yes, he's going to, on one of the proposed buildings in the back there, he's planning to put an apartment up there for one of either his general manager or somebody that's going to be a manager that's going to be working for him.
Okay, I guess I missed that in here.
That's how, and then the condition, one of the conditions that was placed by the Planning Commission on that talks about that in Condition 7A, an office for the business only with a residence for the business manager or senior employee shall be permitted.
You said something about being a two-story building one time, didn't you?
That's correct. This building, the front building of this building here, is going to be a one-story. The one in the back here is going to be a two-story building.
I guess when I read it, I was thinking that residence they referenced was the one where he was going to be residing himself. But so it'll be two residences.
Two residences. That's correct.
Is that legal?
As part of a conditional use, you can have two dwellings on one parcel as a conditional use. So,
is it only two?
You can have more. I mean, a conditional use allows essentially be treated like multifamily, but you could have more in theory. So in this case, it was just the additional dwelling. So.
Questions, council? Hey, I got a question for you, I think. And this, I think, is just probably a type. It doesn't make any sense. It must be a type thing. Under condition G, I understand the word in.
Indirectly.
One indirectly laid aside, what's that mean?
So it's indirectly illuminated, the method of illumination for the sign.
I think there's a space there that shouldn't be there.
So
that makes more sense.
That is a type.
That makes more sense. Indirect items, there's a little confusion there, buddy. I mean, come on now.
Correct. We'll get that corrected.
That's a test for me.
Now, will they need a Delvat entrance for that?
They are technically...
Yes.
And they will need site plan approval from the commission, which means that as part of that, they'll have to get a letter of no objection to show the commission. So, yes.
Correct. Yes.
So...
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Anything further, Mr. Davidson?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone in chambers who would like to speak in support of this application? Anyone who wants to speak in support? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Operator, would you please request if there's anyone on the line who would like to speak either in favor or opposition to this application?
If there's anyone who is joined via the conference line and wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. If there is anyone who is joined via the conference line and wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Mr. President, the public hearing on this matter has been concluded, and council may close the record if it so desires.
We'll close the public hearing. Is it okay with council to close the public record? I ask Mr. Rutt to read the short title.
This is conditional use 2216, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair, and maintenance, light building material and storage, and general office for Quality Care Homes and manager's residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.57 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 6 of the as approved by Planning Commission and conditions A, 7A through N.
Or you want to?
Yeah, I would. What do we do? Just strike that?
Well, you would need to make a motion strike that.
Strike F.
Okay, we have a motion to strike condition 7
F.
F. Do we have a second for that?
So what's that have to do?
It, no gate, no
fence. It does away with the idea of a gate or a fence.
Okay.
Takes that out. Do we have a second for Mr. Burton's motion?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Okay.
So you vote on the motion?
We're going to vote now only on the amendment, which takes away 7F. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
I will vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes on the amendment.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote yes on the amendment.
I vote yes also. Motion carried. Mr. Rutt?
Again, conditional use 2216, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair, and maintenance, light building material and storage, and general office for Quality Care Homes and manager's residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.57 acres more or less for the reasons 1 through 6 given by planning and zoning, and conditions A through E and 7A through E and 7G through N.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I agree with the application and the amendment, and I agree with what planning and zoning stated, and I wish the applicant success.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations along with the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning recommendations as amended.
Mr. Wilson?
Vote yes on planning and zoning amendments and amendment we added.
I also agree with the planning zone recommendations and conditions with the amendment. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next hearing, Mr. President, is conditional use 2233.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of German Road, approximately 1.58 miles east of Concord Pond Road. The 911 address is 24516 German Road, Seaford. The tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 190.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, and a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 23rd of this year. At the meeting of the Commission's meeting of August 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons and 11 recommended conditions outlined within the memo before County Council, and that memo includes the minutes of those meetings. Thank you.
Are there any questions from council? Hearing none. Is the applicant or an applicant's representative here to present the application?
Good afternoon, council. My name is Amy Pardee. I'm married to Ismar Shung. We are a landscaping company. We just moved there in September. Some of the conditions when we moved to the property where there's other vehicles that belong to the previous homeowner, and I guess that kind of triggered some issues with the neighbor, and we were bringing Crush and Run in to extend our driveway area for all of our vehicles. We have did some things to the property to make it easy for our employees to park. We have 10 vehicles for the employees to park, and then we have our work vehicles that we have. And we have four trailers, and we have 4 Bobcats that we use. And I guess the neighbor complained about when we brought the Crush and Run, they were making noise. And then in the early mornings when we set up, you know, to go to our job sites for the day, we were loading the Bobcats, and it, you know, we had that reverse on there, and I guess it was bothering the neighbors. So we decided that we were going to unplug the reverse beep on that. So now there's no noise being made. We made the parking lot. Everything is settled. We plan on, we have a little nursery there in the back lot for all our landscaping purposes that we use for, we have contracts with Insight Homes, and we also work with Horsies. We do the grading for Horsey. So we keep some plants and trees in a small little area, so we take to the job sites. We have an area where we clean our vehicles every day to make sure everything is clean, the property is clean. We moved some of those old items. There was like a couple vehicles on the property from the previous owner that were removed. We moved some trees along the driveway when you first come in off of German Road, and we planted a row of trees and flowers on the one side of the driveway to kind of give like a buffer so our trucks won't be as loud for the neighbors on the right-hand side of our property. Other than that, we on that one sign next to the neighbor, we had a survey crew come in and mark where our property starts to the neighbor, because she was complaining that we were over too much on her property, which is not true. So she was complaining that we disturbed one of her trees, but that half of her tree is on our property line. So what we plan on doing in the future along that area, because she runs a daycare there, we plan on adding a fence going all the way down, so it kind of blocks her from seeing, or any of the kids that are outside don't have the tendency to come over on our property. So to eliminate that, we plan on putting a fence down that one side of the property.
I see one of your neighbors, at least one of them, wasn't supportive of it.
Yes, he's on.
Where's he live on the map?
Okay, on the map, he is on the left side.
Okay. Right there?
That's the one neighbor that has the daycare. Okay. He's more back in the woods area.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said something about trees off property in the line. One tree.
We put like crepe myrtles.
Yeah.
And some green giants and some just little plants to kind of make it look nice and kind of give us a buffer, you know, so the noise wouldn't be so loud. So they're eventually going to get tall.
Technically, you can't say much about a tree on a property line. It's hard to say anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any more? Any questions of council? Questions of council? Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Is there anyone in the chambers who would like to speak in support of this application? Anyone to speak in support? Is there anyone in chambers that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Operator, would you please request if there's anyone on the line that would like to speak either in favor or opposition to this application?
If there's anyone who's joined via the conference line or wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star, state your name and address. there is anyone who is joined via the conference line and wishes to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address.
Thank you. Mr. President, the public hearing on this matter has been concluded, and the council may close the record if it so desires.
Mr. President, if I could very quickly before we close the record, just to clarify a point, the member of the public that spoke in the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in support, I believe it was just stated it was on the left side, but Mr. Broquet, just looking at the owner, he's actually on the right side. So. And in the minutes refer to Mr. Broquet. So I believe this is a gentleman that spoke in support.
Okay.
Just to clarify before we close the record.
Thank you. Okay, we'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Rutt to read a short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Anticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.00 acres more or less for the reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through K from the Planning Commission.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on all conditions of...
All Planning and Zoning recommendation conditions.
Recommendation of PNZ.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on the recommendation by Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Burton?
I vote yes based on the recommendations of Planning and Zoning.
I also vote yes based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning. Motion carried.
There are no further hearings today.
Then motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.